to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
The last time I was in this ring, I went through a table and broke my back.
That man was a monster.
No. I was the monster. I look back and I don't even recognize that person. Ethan, I lied. And I manipulated. And I hurt this company. I hurt all of these people, Ethan. And now it's you. You're the one that's out of control. You are, Ethan.
Hey, this is Dixie Carter, president of TNA Wrestling, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on Sports Radio. Listen and feel the pain.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Wrestling fans, welcome to the Pain Clinic for July 11th. Just two holidays today. It's Cheer Up the Lonely Day and World Population Day. Maybe you can do a little bit of each, you know? You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Wait, is this too much of a cheap plug? It's free Slurpee Day, too.
That's right, 7-Eleven. That's right, go and
get
your...
Borash is running there now.
Gotta get that Slurpee. That's right, we had him on that one year.
Where he was getting free... Catch Watermelon one now.
Well, it's also free Slurpee Day today. They did not pay us for this advertising,
but
we do love Slurpees. So, you know, it's well worth a stop on my way to see the Stones today. I mean, going to the UFC pay-per-view tonight. Nevertheless, real quick, birthdays today. Former WWF superstar, the natural Butch Reed is 61 today. And current WWE superstar Tyson Kidd is 35. We won't see him for a while on TV. He had a little bit of a neck fusion surgery about 2 weeks ago. And he's going to be out for the next 14 months. I think we talked about it last week. Let you know, the Pain Clinic is brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire Culver. Join us tonight for UFC 189 at Salvatore's at the garage door, 149 East Ridge Road. 10 p.m. start time. Get there early. See Conor McGregor versus Chad Mendes in the main event. Before that, Robbie Lawler's taking on Rory McDonald. We got two title matches on the pay-per-view tonight.
Should be two good fights.
Yeah, it's going to be two great fights, and I hope it goes really, really late. It does start at 10 p.m. Get there early. It's a $5 cover. Come out, hang out with all our friends here at Salvatore's at the garage door. There'll be prizes, maybe drink specials all night long, and come hang out and watch UFC 189 tonight. What else is there to do tonight? I mean, you know, if you're not seeing, Peter Frampton and Cheap Trick, and you're not going to the Rolling Stones, and, you know, there's a plethora of things to do, but I would go to UFC 189. You can do it after most of those because it starts at 10. It is a $5 cover for all UFC pay-per-views, so come on out tonight, 149 East Ridge Road, Salvatore's at the garage door. We're going to be there also a week from tomorrow for WWE's Battleground pay-per-view, the debut of the new Pink Pain Clinic t-shirt. You fan of the Pain Clinic t-shirt, and you say, that color scheme doesn't work with my stuff. Well, we have the new pink one that's going to debut on the 19th of July. WWE's Battleground pay-per-view at Salvatore's at the garage door, 149 East Ridge Road. If you're like into the Pink Ranger, or if you're into like, you know, pink clothes, you know, you like this. It's not Pepto-Bismol-y, not nearly as bad, but I think it's pretty cool. I'd love to see somebody come out and get them. I think we'll be selling them there too. So come join us, but hang out and also watch the pay-per-view. It's Battleground pay-per-view. We're going to get to see, there's some great matchups being built up for that. Cannot wait for that. That's 1 week from tomorrow, July 19th. WWE's Battleground pay-per-view at Salvatore's at the garage door. And one more last plug. Hey, interested in roller derby? Fancy yourself as a skater? The job of being an official more up your alley. Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact Bell at rcrd.recruitment@gmail.com. Become one of us, the few, the proud Rock City Roller Derby. Let me introduce the cast and crew of the show. I am the cash man, Richie Rich. I'm your host. I'm your producer. I'm your news gatherer. I'm your news. I'm pretty much everything. I even screen the phones. So, you know, that's my job. Then we got, we're here with, the boy who grew up on the show. That'd be Danger Boy, sporting his Andre Reed jersey today.
Yes, I'm hoping to get signed today.
Is he around town?
He'll be in Henrietta this afternoon.
Oh, yeah, it's not one of those things I mentioned earlier. He's not in that concert. So, no. Where's he signing?
Mavis Tire Shop.
Oh, okay.
With Brian Mormon.
Yes.
Oh, Brian Mormon. Very cool. You know, the punter they let go and brought back. So we're also here with the Mark Fantasia.
Good morning.
The Mark. How you doing today, Mark?
Doing good.
Doing good. You guys all survive. And, of course, the artiste, Rob Sanderson, host pregame show of the Amerks, as well as he hosts the between periods and after the game. And he also happens to ring announce for 2CW, amongst other things. And what's the other one? Not ESW.
ESW. A little play-by-play. Okay. Yeah, good morning. It's It's interesting to mention hockey, but yeah, I guess off-season will happen one of these days. Last night in Buffalo, over 17,000 fans paying to go to a scrimmage in July.
I saw that.
I love how much people love hockey in this area. It's nuts. It's a prospect scrimmage, and 17,115 people paid to see a prospect scrimmage.
You know who they wanted to see.
Jack Eichel.
Of course.
Outshined last night by Sam Reinhardt. We'll say that. Just weird, because a week ago I was at the prospect scrimmage in Ottawa, which was free, at a community rink in a suburb with a few hundred people there. Last night, Buffalo, they're totally different.
Well, I mean, they're buying in. You know, they're drinking the Kool-Aid.
Yeah, the tank is over.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah. You know what? If we're lucky, maybe we'll see Jack Eichel in Rochester for a little bit, maybe.
I don't think he's going down here.
I absolutely don't think so. I'm sure some people would make that comment after last night.
Oh, okay.
Reinhardt had two goals and an assist, and Eichel was kept off the score sheet last night, including a penalty shot attempt and a shootout attempt. But
he missed a penalty shot attempt?
Yeah, but, you know, he shot it high, but he'll be okay.
I know.
It'll be okay.
Season doesn't,
it's July.
Yeah, October is what we're going to worry about him, not July. And he's just coming. I mean, how much time has he really had off since the NCAA playoffs?
No, he's been all over the place.
I know. I was going to say, he really hasn't had much time off yet. So he'll get some time. He'll get used to Western New York, find out the Duffs make the best wings and a bunch of other things.
I hope that's what he figures out, because I know other people have mentioned other places to him, but they're wrong. So.
Well, you know that right now the Rolling Stones are in Buffalo, and they're out gallivanting around.
I saw a couple of Stones, I don't know, like party wagons on the thruway yesterday around Buffalo, like people that had the paint on their windows with every show they're going to on this tour. It's like,
wow,
holy cow. Some people putting out some serious miles this summer.
Sure, and they're allowed to camp in the parking lot. Danger Boy and I are running up there when we get off the air today, so looking forward to that. But yeah, you were up there that time. You might have bumped into Mick Jagger at one of those swanky restaurants or something. You know,
I didn't see him at the prospect scrimmage, but
yeah, I don't think they're. I'm sure
he might have been there. There's a lot of people there. Yeah,
they were in the hotel down the street though. Yeah. The nice one. But hey, welcome to the world of professional wrestling. We'll get to that eventually. We were just talking a little hockey and Rolling Stones, but. Welcome to the show. Give us a call. 222-1280 *1280 is the phone number. We have no guests set today. So for those of you who wanted to get in last week, and we had Magnus, great speaker. It was a fun interview. It's just us today. So you're going to have to deal with us and talk about what happened in this past week in the world of professional wrestling. I want to start out, and I know we did talk a bit about TNA last week. I'm going to start talking about this week because TNA, are now in a new direction, kind of, you know, with Ethan Carter III being the champion. Dixie Carter comes back this past week, completely faces it, I would say. You know, I mean, you heard that plea in the beginning of the show. She, and for some reason, and I don't know why, but Dixie Carter's appearance on the show made the numbers go high. Thoughts on that? I mean, is she the new Stephanie McMahon of TNA? I mean, is not that Stephanie ever drew numbers, but I'm just, you know, comparing a woman, you know, debuting on the show and stuff.
I'm pretty sure it might have been Norv Furnham or whatever his name is.
Norv Furnham, the guy who would see EC3 took on the lad. He said he's going to do something the champ never did, and he's going to wrestle three straight guys. And it ended up being Norv Furnham, the very first guy he ever beat on TNA TV, which is, I think, is a guy who sells merchandise when he's not wrestling. The other guy he beat was Shark Boy, which it was nice to see Shark Boy come back, but Shark Boy, of course, couldn't do anything in the ring.
He got some offense, and then immediately got taken out.
Yeah, it was, and then of course the rematch with Kurt Angle happened at the end of the show. Which was, you know, kind of, that was a throwaway. You know, Kurt Angle, I think it was his last match before he went. He had surgery this past week, successful to get rid of a lump on his neck. He's doing good, but I think that was his last match in the tapings. But, yeah, I mean, you know, that's how EC3's, you know, reign started. And, they easily could have swerved him face at that moment and have her come out his heel. I thought maybe that's what they were thinking. But they had their great best numbers in months last week for their show. So it's like, just the hype of her being on there, that draw people? I don't think so. Maybe people thinking it's a new direction, give it a chance. I don't know. Did you guys, any of you guys watch it?
I watched the whole thing. I actually like EC3 as a character, whereas I hated him to begin with. And I went back and watched some of his old Derek Bateman stuff, and it was comedy gold. But
he was with, who was he paired up with in WWE?
He was with Daniel Bryan for a little while.
That's right. He was with Daniel Bryan. He actually won a chance to get a title shot, didn't he? And it was a tag shot that he got with Daniel Bryan.
He won a chance to go on a date with the Bellas.
That's right.
And that clip is hilarious.
That's true. He was on the, it was an NXT show, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, it was. And he was on it a couple times, wasn't he? A couple of the seasons? I can't remember. I just remember that they gave him a chance, and he didn't pan out very well, and they let him go. And of course, we talked to JB a month ago, and he said, you know, he's like, he couldn't believe that those guys couldn't see anything in him. He does pretty good, you know. I mean, I'll say that we'll see where it goes, but
it's a lot better than Baron Corbin. I'll say that.
Yeah.
No, I like EC3's champ. I like that they built it up. It's refreshing to see. I always like when you see a world champion for the first time, and it's been a little while, I guess, since we've seen that. I mean, I guess Eric Young would have probably been really the last one. You know, I like that. I like where they're going with it. I don't like how it happened on a tape show before a pay-per-view and all that. We talked about that. I can't get over that, but I'm looking forward to seeing what they do. Hopefully they gave him the ball, and hopefully now they let him run with it.
I willingly did not read spoilers before the pay-per-view. We knew they were leading EC3 up to the championship title. We knew that. I did not want to read how it happened and what happened after that. And we're going to get a live show that was it the 21st, I think. I think it's the 21st is the one. 22nd. We're going to get a live show. That's where they're going to kick off the GFW, Global Force Wrestling, Jeff Jarrett's baby versus TNA. And we're going to see a lot of TNA guys who are supposedly gone from the company forming an invasion force one way or the other. It's going to be interesting to see how they do it. I mean, it's the old invasion storyline, but it might be helping to kick at GFW off. We have our good friend Jordan from Naples online. Jordan, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, guys? How are you guys?
We're doing great. How about you? How was your 4th?
My 4th was great. I actually had my graduation party last night.
All right. Congratulations.
It was so much fun. Heading to camp right now, right in Nazareth. And for TNA Impact this past week with Dixie Carter, she came out and she announced how she's not gonna control what's going on the show, and Ethan Carter the third isn't either. Who do you guys think is gonna be like taking over? I know you just guys mentioned about the live show on the 22nd with Jeff Jarrett and GFW. Do you guys think that he might have something to do with that or what?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm thinking. Jeff Jarrett's going to come out and be the authority.
Okay.
And you know what, Jeff Jarrett, you've seen those interviews with Mike Tenay, and you know Jeff Jarrett is just as oblique with Tenay as he was with us when we talked to him a year ago. Yeah. Not really saying anything. You know, he's really good at doing that, and he doesn't like giving away secrets. That's for sure. And he's got that old school interview mentality that way. And props to him because he did it to Tanae on a 3-part segment on an interview on TNA. But I think that he said he's been working with so many different groups, and he said he never would have thought TNA would have been one of the groups. I hear he's going into the Hall of Fame. I don't know if that's been announced yet or not. We had JB on, and when they announced the very first person, I said, who's it going to be? Jeff Jarrett? It should have been. He even agreed with us a couple of years ago on that one. But here he's going into the Hall of Fame. But I think that these two teams are going to work together, and you might even see GFW maybe being on another slot on the Destination America.
Yeah, that'd be so cool, just like Ring of Honor, right?
And Ring of Honor is great, except for the fact that I watch the same show that they run on Wednesday on Saturday. So, you know, but we got to see our man, this former Rochesterian, current Albanian, I guess. Albany, I don't know how he calls
him. He's from Catalina Island on Ring of Honor.
Oh, yes. Sorry. But
formerly from Mount Midoriyama. but yes. Yeah. Albanian.
Albanian.
That doesn't make sense.
You know what was great? Dalton Castle resident. We're talking about. Dalton Castle kicked off the show this past week, and I said, oh, good, he's going to get some serious network prop on the Destination America. Yep. And he did. And I'm dying that the fans are with him. You know, I mean, it's hilarious. I love it. You know, I think he does a great job. I love that he's going up against the man's man, too, you know. There's room for more wrestling. If they want to be the wrestling channel, maybe Jeff Jarrett's got to deal with him. I guess we'll find out real soon, because Jeff Jarrett announced that they do have a name for the show that they're doing. And they're in the midst of tour right now.
Wow.
They're doing, actually, are they, is it Erie tonight? No.
Yes, I believe. Or no, it was Erie last night. Erie was last night, and I think Cleveland area is today.
Yeah, and we saw the one from, was it Milwaukee?
Was Thursday.
Yeah, and that's the one that Eric Young popped up in and ran off with the belt, I guess, or took the belt at the end of a match with Jeff Jarrett. But they're getting their wheels under them right now, and they're going to have I think once the TNA portion kicks in another couple of weeks, it's going to probably help everybody, including every bit of wrestling, even the WWE, because it's nice to have something to be excited about in the world of wrestling. WWE, I'm excited about, but I mean, it's always, you know, there's nothing that is completely out of, you know, like what Jeff Jarrett's doing, two companies going against each other.
It'll be cool.
I think Ring of Honor just got better, too, because Austin Aries is now signed back up with Ring of Honor, if I'm not mistaken.
Really?
Yeah, they did announce it. And he was even on Impact last week, too. I think that might have been his last match on Impact. Or it might be. I think they have one more.
I think they make one more appearance. Yeah.
And even Bobby Roode is supposed to be doing something with GFW, too. So it's like, it's really going to be interesting to see where it goes. Hoping to maybe I could contact Jeff, see if I can get him on. Maybe he won't answer any questions on the air with us before they debut. But you never know. But hey, man, thanks for calling, brother.
You know, thanks for calling. One more thing, too, guys. For Brock Lesnar versus Seth Rollins, and I've been waiting for this match for several months.
Did you say you had one more?
Yes.
Oh, okay, go ahead. I couldn't understand it.
Oh, I think he's gone. I don't know what happened there.
Oh, yeah. You know, actually, I was looking for that just moment where I could answer the ringing lines. Sorry about that, dude. He was asking a question about Brock Lesnar. Yeah, we're going in that direction.
Well, thanks for calling, though.
You get in your questions, and then it's the end. You don't get in another question. That's not how phone calling works on the radio.
Yeah, a number one offender of this is the next guy we're going to talk to. We got Rick from Rochester.
Oh, no.
Go ahead, Rick. What's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, gang?
What's happening?
Nothing. Good morning. Hey, a few things I'd like to touch on. Jericho's back on the road doing live events?
He has been for the past month or so.
Okay.
Yeah, he just doesn't do TV. The only TV he does is Tough Enough, which we'll talk about later.
All right, so you don't think he's going to be back on pay-per-views anytime soon, just kind of doing shows here and there on the road?
He's doing all the road shows.
He said he wants to be the anti-Brock Lesnar, yeah. So he only wants to do live events.
when do you think the WWE possibly will bring up Sasha Banks?
I'm hearing maybe Night of Champions. That it's going to work down to no one has Paige's back, and then she's going to have...
Doesn't it have to be Charlotte first?
I would think Charlotte.
How much longer do we have to wait?
I think we could go all the way to SummerSlam, and it could be a six-women tag between the Bellas and Fox, and then Paige, Sasha. Yeah, there you go, T-Max.
Okay. And how good is this new season of Divas, do you think, is going to be? I love that show.
Oh, it was great.
Oh, you guys watched the first episode? We didn't even talk about the first episode yet.
Not yet.
Oh, my gosh.
It's fantastic.
The Dominatrix.
Well, I don't know.
I'm a tag team champion, damn it.
I think that might have been the E! Network saying.
I can't stand Natty on that show. I can't. You know, I have no interest in
that. You didn't have to say on that show.
That show is must-watch TV.
I can't stand Nettie and Joe. No. We don't want to hurt her feelings, but
it's okay. Paige is on the show. It's enough to watch.
Yeah, but Paige even played a small part. It was this past show was all about Eva Marie training with Brian
Kendrick.
Yeah, Brian Kendrick. It's nice to see Brian Kendrick. I've seen
some of the training clips and stuff, and I mean, Eva's putting in her work right now. So
she better come out awesome, because if not, this is all for nothing.
You know, the funny thing about that is I just read a tweet from Paige the other day, and Paige says she doesn't know if she can do it after 6 days of training. What about the 2 years before that? That's what she just posted in tweet yesterday after watching the show. So, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, well, that's the thing is remember the Bellas got bumped up before they could ever wrestle, too. You know, they demanded it.
Right, wow. It doesn't hurt her that she's going out with Cena.
No, it does. Oh, the Bella. She wasn't going out with Cena.
No, not at the time, but now, you know.
She might have been going out with Dolph Ziggler, which I hear is a storyline coming up in this season of Total Divas. She said something about used to dating Dolph Ziggler, and they showed him a bunch in the clips of what's going to happen this season. So it ought to be interesting.
Yeah, I like Lana putting her hair down and being, you know, going back into that, you know, evolving into that character. You know, she's good on TV. She's good for everything.
She doesn't need, you know what? It's funny is how they haven't let her really speak. Since she's gone face.
Storyline is terrible.
Yeah, it is. I'm not a big... And the thing is Ziggler might be gone.
I was just going to ask, is that their way of writing him off TV for good?
I don't think he's going anywhere.
I asked you about a month ago. You're like, well, no,
He said he got a contract and he had a new contract. He just never said he signed it. And he still hasn't as of this moment. So.
And they're usually about typically like 2-3 year contracts or no?
I don't know. I think 3 years, I think they usually go. That's what the Bellas were offered by Mark Carano, who is a guy I've met many times, and I have his card someplace around here. He's actually a decent dude, and we'll reply if you ever email him. So.
Really? Okay.
Oh yeah, he's a good guy.
And I'm actually my buddy and I are thinking about going to ROH when they come on September 22nd to the Buffalo area.
You're gonna skip the Rochester show that day?
Rochester show on the same day?
Is it the same day? No, is
I believe so.
Yeah, Rochester WWE show. Yes.
Yeah. Same day, dude.
And that's just a regular live event on Saturday, right?
Yes.
I believe Ring of Honor is running Saturday in Lockport. 2CW is running Sunday in Syracuse and Monday in Binghamton. And WWE's loop is Rochester Saturday, Syracuse Sunday. I don't know if Raw is Buffalo or Albany.
And that's going to be Raw Stars or more SmackDown?
I don't think we know that yet. They've really been doing like an A show and a B show, but I mean, it's not really necessarily Raw or SmackDown.
Isn't there a pay-per-view following that right after Rochester the next day? I'm not sure exactly. I think there might
be the 23rd, I think.
And if they are, I think then we'll probably get the A show here.
I don't
here.
Think so, because there's a house show in Syracuse that day.
Oh, okay.
At the same time as 2CW down the road with the Young Bucks.
Oh, no.
So...
Yeah, you see. By the way, did you see the tweet pictures of the Young Bucks with a couple of guys from the WWE just a couple of days ago? Certain Kevin Owens and Champion
Finn Balor.
And Finn Balor was in the picture, and also I believe. And then there's been a lot of Comic-Cons going on, and that's kind of like a big deal right now for wrestling, even though they have nothing to do with comics or movies half the time. But there's been some cool tweets, pictures. Like, apparently, I read that WWE guys, handlers, were running around making people delete the pictures of Finn Balor and Kevin Owens together.
Yeah, I read that.
Yeah, he was making so pretty wild. Anything else, Rick?
And one other thing. Is it blatantly obvious that Brock's going to win the title, and which I want him to win the title back, but it's just, you know, really out there in your face that he's going to win, and I hope J&J Security is not written off of TV.
I'm not absolutely sure he's going to win, but I'm just getting this sneaky feeling that there's someone's got a Money in the Bank briefcase that might have something to do with this pay-per-view, too.
I don't think it'll be necessarily a Money in the Bank, but I don't think that Lesnar will win. I think that Rollins will find a way to sneak out of it.
Well, we'll see. I mean, I'm excited because it really is a big mystery. Ever since Rollins got the belt, no one thinks he's going to hold it for a pay-per-view, and he seems to, you know, succeed through. So
yeah, but it was just so out there in your face, you know, that, you know, J&J and Kane and all them, you know, reunited and got back together, and somehow there's got to be a twist to this involving Jamie and the boys.
What's going to happen is Triple H is going to have something to do with it, because that's I believe Rollins' next feud. We've read stuff about that possibly happening, and that means Rollins, and Rollins is at the point now where he could go instant babyface just with one certain element happening to him.
You said a Triple H and Rollins feud?
I mentioned that, yes.
Really?
Yeah, and it might work up to SummerSlam, so we'll see what happens.
But his new move is the pedigree now, not the curb stomp?
No, the curb stomp's gone. Pedigree is it, but that maybe has something to do with it. You've seen Triple H, what he said to him.
Yeah.
He said, you know, the last couple of times he's talked with him, he said things like, you know, you have to prove yourself now to be in this position, and you got to go out and beat people, and, you know, and so, you know, we'll see what happens. And proving it, I guess the big proof would be beating a 14-time champion or whatever number Triple H is, you know?
I guess it would solidify it.
It would certainly would, Rick. Thank you so much for calling, brother. We will talk to you very soon.
Couple quick follow-ups here. The Night of Champions pay-per-view is the week before. It's September 20th in Houston.
Okay.
But there is also, if Rochester is Saturday, then it, the other house show is in Cleveland that day, and they're in Toronto the night before.
Okay.
So, lots going on that weekend.
We got to take a break, because we got calls online still, so please hang on through the break. It'll be a short one, I promise. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Of merry men, for some reason, think my client Brock Lesnar is still in Tokyo, Japan. Which goes to show you that you can put a title on anybody, and at the end of the day, there's still some dumb schmuck Justin Bieber wannabe that lucked his way into the WWE Championship.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez with your Daily Dish. Hold the phone, it's Patti LuPone. The New York Times headline after the actress snatched the phone of a theater goer during the second act of her new Broadway show and scolded, "We work hard on stage to create a world that's being totally destroyed by a few rude, self-absorbed, inconsiderate audience members controlled by their phones." EW confirms Ben Affleck will direct and star in a standalone Batman movie. Erwin Keyes, who played Hugo the Bodyguard on The Jeffersons, has died at 63 from complications of a hormonal disorder. New at the movies today. New York Post calls Minions like trying to form a rock band with three Ringos, says the whole movie feels like filler. And there's Boulevard.
Nothing turned out the way I thought, I guess.
New York Daily News says the late Robin Williams makes a so-so movie worthwhile. With your Daily Dish, I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Stay.
Hey, Kevin. Nobody wants to see you stand out here and whine about losing the NXT Championship. And if you need to do anything, what you need to do now is to step aside. Because if anyone deserves to challenge for the United States Championship, it's not you, it's me. See, last week on Raw, I had John Cena. Yeah, Mr. Never Give Up over here. Ready to give up and tap out. And the only reason I'm not standing here today as the United States Champion is you.
Hey everybody, this is Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man. And if you want to get your money's worth, stay here on the Pain Clinic.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man, Mark Fantasia.
Yo.
Danger Boy. Yo. And the Autiste.
Good morning.
Good morning. Again. Welcome to the show. And
following up on this music playing right now.
Yeah.
Got to see this man recently. Good to see him. I did not know, because I don't watch those shows, even though I think they count in the Fantasy League.
Yeah.
Cesaro versus Luke Harper 2 weeks ago on Superstars?
Yeah, great, great.
Fantastic great match. Yeah. Can we please put that on Raw? Why are these guys working on Superstars? I still would like to see them together as a tag team.
I would,
they
too.
They each have an injured partner. It makes sense.
Well, you saw the promo he did before that match, right?
Yeah.
That's the one we talked about last week, I think, where he said, you know, you lost your partner, you got worse. I lost my partner, I got better.
Right.
Yeah. Not bad.
I just think, I mean, it would be something different for the tag division that they keep going with, we know what we're doing, now we don't know what we're doing, and...
Well, I mean, listen, they're not even giving... they get the primetime players as the champs, and I don't really feel they're given a prominent spot on TV as the champs for that anyways.
I kind of like Titus O'Neil on commentary sometimes.
I do. I love him a lot.
I will say that.
He's pretty honest.
He was fighting with JBL on Monday. Yeah. I mean, he was saying some terrible things to JBL, telling him to shut up and... You know. I mean, it's funny that JBL in the olden days would probably get mad at stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. I think that's the biggest mistake WWE can make right now is it's unfortunate that Tyson Kidd and Eric Rowan are hurt, but their tag partners can't just sit on superstars.
No, you're correct.
Cesaro's been doing stuff.
It
was a Raw main event, too.
Yeah, Raw main event on Monday.
But let's get, like, an actual ongoing feud storyline, title push.
I think they're pushing them to one with Kevin Owens.
Yeah, that's where Kevin Owens is getting slid off to, I think. Because Kevin Owens interfered.
Would that mean that Owens does not take the U.S. title?
I'm not sure. You think he takes the title?
I think he takes the title and then feuds with Cesaro over it.
I think he has to now that he lost the NXT bout.
Well, I mean,
I hope he takes.
We talked last week. Did John Cena give it enough prominence to let it go now and maybe get thrown back into the main event?
Enough good matches.
Yeah, I'm sure they can find somewhere else for Cena to go with it, but I just don't see Owens just disappearing. The way you built up this character and this guy that'll just attack everybody, attack announcers, whatever. Yeah, I don't see him just walking away from John Cena like, oh shucks, I lost.
Yeah,
let me go fight somebody else. Like that doesn't make sense.
Well, so then we get a rematch then with Cena and him again. So we're going to get like half the year with matches between those two guys.
The only way I would say is if you build it up and then SummerSlam is the big end game for the feud, which would make sense being the second biggest pay per view of the year. But
I think they should have held off that way because the rubber match should have went there. Now they're doing it at Battleground. Now, where does Cena go for SummerSlam? Like you said, second biggest pay per view of the year. So,
and I'll be honest. I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing the next Takeover the night before SummerSlam in Brooklyn.
A Saturday night pay per view.
That pay per view is going to have to be. I mean, I assume Brock will be a big part of it. They'll have plenty of hype for SummerSlam, but. I don't know. I mean, as of right now, I'm looking forward to TakeOver more. Same weekend, same arena. It's going to put some pressure on the main roster, I think, that weekend with everything going on in Brooklyn.
Which NXT has to bring their game because Ring of Honor's in town the same night as them doing
show. That's another huge wrestling weekend all over the Northeast.
And then I think Monday is Raw in the same arena, right? I think they're holding the same arena 3 days in a row. 3 days in a row.
Barclays 3 nights in a row, yeah.
You want to know something really gross?
I want to go.
I'm just going to throw this out there. I want to take a sip off my coffee. Something was in my mouth. I pulled it out of my mouth. It was a fly. I don't know how it got.
I thought you got shocked by the microphone.
Did you see
there.
That?
I saw your reaction.
It's like, there's a fly in my mouth. And I was like, I mean, I spit it out in my hand. It's like, oh, sorry.
It's a great radio segue. Boy.
We got Scott from Henrietta. What's up, Scott?
Morning, everybody.
Yeah. Can you bring some coffee up, please? I'm not drinking out of this cup again. Sorry.
I can't, man. I can't. No, my big complaint actually was how you let off the segment with Cesaro. You had 2 weeks. 2 weeks on Raw, where he probably pulled off the match of the night. He's burning up superstars. You're at the end of Raw in Chicago, and you call him back out, and you praise him for 10 minutes in front of the Chicago crowd, which is probably one of the best crowds in WWE.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next night at the SmackDown tapings, he's working superstars again.
Yep.
There's some kind of hypocrisy in this, and the fact that you're going to go out of...
They can't figure out what they want to do with him, and they need to figure it out.
And also, the thing you said is that thing John Cena did in front of Chicago was all off the air, where he like praised him for 15 minutes after the match. That was
I know, but it's really gotten around on the net big time. And that was actually the first thing I heard about when I went into work on Tuesday. I didn't hear about Raw. I heard about everybody who was reading online about how Cena had finally put Cesaro over, and everyone was like, oh, finally, Cesaro's finally made it, he's finally got a spot. And then Wednesday morning, I was like, well, I guess he didn't get a spot because he's working superstars this week. He's not even staying two shows a week.
I think it could be a slow build towards something. Maybe what if, since Kevin Owens costed him the match, or cost him the match on the first one, what if they're just kind of holding off? He got that praise. Now at Battleground, maybe he interrupts the match or something. Like, he still wants to be a part of the title picture.
He'll ensure
one way to sneak out of that.
He'll ensure
Yeah, exactly.
Or, no, how about he ensures Kevin Owens loses, and then that starts that whole feud. You know,
or that could happen, or because, they could do the three way at SummerSlam.
Well,
fantastic.
You saw how Owens beat them both up at the end of the, you know, our made sure he lost. So, I mean, obviously.
So I think that's what's going to happen. I think that the only reason he's on Superstars now is he got that rub, but it was off air, so it doesn't count. So that's why you didn't see him on TV the next day or SmackDown, because it didn't matter.
Yeah. Well,
really,
who
watches SmackDown?
I do.
I don't.
I read SmackDown.
I fast forward through it on 1X, so I kind of still see what's going on, but I don't have to listen to it. Yeah.
You make up storylines in your head.
You don't enjoy Jey Uso's commentary?
I didn't even know he did commentary.
Yeah, he has been. He's been doing it for the last few weeks.
Can't hear anything with that, but.
In the old days, when tape, you could hear it sound like fast forward talking. Okay, so Scott, we stopped interrupting you. What's
awkward.
Up?
Yeah, I was like, where are we going with this? Suddenly we're talking about Sonic the Hedgehog. No, I was going to say, I just would rather see him back with Paul Heyman.
Cesaro?
I think it would be a good fit. Yeah,
no.
Him back with Paul Heyman.
That was horrible for him. They did nothing for him.
It was horrible for him because they thought they weren't going to get Lesnar. They got Lesnar back, and then they had to dump him because they didn't want Heyman to be representing two guys.
Well, I don't think you can go back to it at this point, but I would kind of agree with not having more than one Heyman guy right now. It just doesn't seem Heyman's focused on Brock, and you know he's not putting as much attention into a second client at this point. I don't know. I would like to see them do something with Cesaro and stick with it. They keep teasing it. They keep letting him shine and then burying him, and I don't get it because he's one of the best talents they have in that entire company.
He could be a good face, like, right now.
Mm-hmm.
He could. I don't know. Did you guys see the video from the panel from San Diego Comic-Con?
A little bit of it.
It was pretty good. I was going to say, William Regal, they were asking William Regal if he was going to be in the game, and Regal was kind of smiling and saying, no, probably never going to happen ever again. But he was pretty much, he was a good MC. I'd actually like to see him take over commentary. You could do that Lord Alfred Hayes crap.
Oh, yeah.
He was a really good panel. It was a lot better than the Jim Ross panel with Ric Flair.
There's part of me, though, that didn't really like how there was like a, you got the guys on the panel and then they're taking pictures together and you put Regal in the middle, and then you've got Owens and Balor and Sami Zayn, and it's like, well, I know kayfabe's dead at this point, but at the same time, like, the feuds you've built up with Kevin Owens specifically, I don't really want to see him smiling for a picture with these big rivals of his. I don't know. WWE's like posting the pictures, and I'm just like,
yeah,
can we not?
They're the ones who are making people delete the other ones.
Everybody
knows
that Owens and Zayn, yeah, I get it, but yeah. I don't know. I don't want to think about that stuff when I'm like trying to believe a storyline.
You got it, man. We got to go to break. Give us a call. 222. Thanks, Scott, by the way. 222-1280, star 1280 is the number. You're listening to Pain Clinic. Oh, by the way, you can text it. And I'm not hanging up on people either. It's the artiste, okay?
What?
222-1280.
We had to hit the break.
222-1280,
look
star
at the break
1280.
Log. Sorry, Scott.
With 222-1280, you can get us at that number, too, if you want to text us. You listen to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
And that's why I'm going to attempt to make the impossible possible. I am going to attempt to make Sheamus entertaining. And I'm going to do that by ripping that stupid mohawk off of his fat head and shoving it up his pale white arse.
Listen, listen, you earned this title. You earned it. But now you have to defend it using your skill and not your last name.
If you're in the market for a reliable vehicle, you've tuned in at the perfect time. It's Tune Into Huge on Fusillo Radio, and all July long, we're live on the scene at Fusillo Kia of Greece with some huge savings on a huge selection of brand new Kias, including the 2016 Kia Sorento LX. Right now, zero down, $299 a month. That's zero down, nothing out of pocket, $299 a month on the 2016 Kia Sorento LX. 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty. The MSRP is $27,275. Just an example of the savings and selection here at Fusillo Kia of Greece. This July, during the Tune In to Huge event, you can log on to FusilloKiaGreece.com or shop us 7 days a week. It's huge.
48-month, 40,000-mile lease. 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents per mile over mile limit. 8% tax. Zero due at signing. First payment of $299, $595 acquisition fee plus tax, tags, and DMV fees included in payment structure. $400 disposition fee, $400 early termination fee. No security deposit required. Offer with approved credit through Kia Motor.
I am unpinned, unsubmitted, undefeated, unbeatable, the new TNA World Heavyweight Champion, Ethan Carter III, EC3.
This is Y2J Chris Jericho, the hero of the Pain Clinic.
Nothing more. Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cashman here with the Artiste, Danger Boy, and Mark Fantasia. Thank you for listening so much. What do you guys have? You guys,
Del Wilkes now following us on Twitter.
I saw that.
You can too at Pain underscore Clinic.
That's right. I saw that. He, you know, he had just done his. I listened to his interview with Steve Austin. He had just done a big one with him of talking about like all the misfires he had in his career. And man, it's, if you. Yeah, I won't usually promote other people's podcasts, but man, if you want to hear something good, go back, go listen to Steve Austin's podcast with Del Wilkes, and you'll get a real good feel. He had very, you blinked your eyes, he was here and gone in WWE as the Patriot.
And remember that theme song, though.
That's right, Kurt Angle's.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they carried that over to Kurt Angle, and it was a very patriotic theme to it. So.
It was like what? The fall of 97 for like 2 months. Like that's all he was there for.
Yeah, he was part of I remember part of Survivor Series against the Hearts, because it was the Patriots, and he was one of them against the Hart Foundation, who were doing the anti-American thing at the time.
He was at Ground Zero.
Yeah, and I did run back with Chris Jericho there because I wanted to quickly mention Tough Enough. The second episode was this past week. I love the challenges and stuff. I love the stuff from the where they're staying. Don't like the live stuff. It's too quirky. You know, it's like for instance, they wanted to talk to a couple people, and so they brought one person up, talked to her for a second, started on someone else, and so they're kind of like all over the place when they're criticizing the wrestlers and some, and they're only doing it on sound bites they're hearing from the whole week of training. So they hear one sound bite, like the guy who said, I don't need to, actually it's 3 weeks now. He goes, I don't need to know the WWE history. I just know I have to be able to perform. And it's like that's what got that dude kicked off, was just that
good for him. Good for him getting kicked off. You're going to say that stuff on a wrestling reality show that you don't care at all. Like, you really, do you think you have any chance whatsoever when the fans have a decision on that? There's no chance. I don't care if you were the best talent there. Yeah. You're never going to win. That's
smart. No, I thought it was insane. As soon as I heard him say that in the first minute of the show, I said, I know he's getting kicked off. Mm-hmm. It's a big bald-headed guy.
And we knew Diana wasn't really going to last with, you know, the way she clashed on things and stuff, which is unfortunate. And they didn't really show it at all because, you know, they had to do all the live stuff. But she owns, like, a bar in Spokane where, like, one of her workers got, like, severely beat up and stuff. So really, the story was apparently, I don't know, maybe she was going to leave anyway, but she went back to, like, help out with that whole situation and stuff. They didn't really acknowledge it on TV. It was just like, okay, she left. So I don't know. I don't like how it gets to be, like, 18 minutes left in the hour or something, and we're already like, okay, let's vote. It's like, you haven't shown any, like, training yet. Like, oh, here they're swimming with alligators, or here's a back bump. Okay, let's vote. Like, what? I haven't seen anything yet.
No.
It's just all the live stuff. It's not nearly as good as the old Tough Enough.
No, not even the one Steve Austin hosted. There was a lot more.
I agree.
Beyond, yeah.
Liked that one.
Yeah, no, so did I. Just don't, and a lot of people are criticizing Chris Jericho, saying that they'd much rather have Steve Austin hosting it than Chris Jericho. Chris Jericho's more of a game show host.
Yeah, that's what he's doing.
Jericho does a good job sometimes of kind of like corralling the conversation, you know, like hanging up the phone on Hulk Hogan's comments or other things, just try to keep things moving, like, but it's too much of that. Yeah. And Paige is almost trying to be a little bit too, like, strict, I guess. She's got this thing against Sarah Lee, and I understand, like, Sarah,
that's the one you like, of course.
Well, yeah. Okay. So, like, can we back off and give her a chance, Paige?
Hey, listen, I like Amanda, okay? I don't care, you know, I mean, I think she's...
I don't like many of them except for Sarah Lee.
Okay.
And Diana, who's gone now.
Diana's okay, too, but Amanda's
mainly
pretty
Sarah
cute.
Sarah Lee.
Okay.
We got... Not ZZ. That was terrible. That whole thing... No, hold on a second before we go to the phone.
Let me tell you something.
You're an American hero? What the heck was he wearing?
Yeah. We gotta get a diaper on.
Oh,
Oh, my God. Yeah, if this guy lasts more than, like, two more weeks, I'm going to lose my freaking mind.
A lot of people are saying he should have been booted last week. He was the one that should have been gone, you know, because he, first of all, he's not in the shape.
He's on thin ice right now with me. I got my app ready to vote on Tuesday night. ZZ, you better impress me this week.
He's a Cajun, man. He talks, you know, and I just, it's just.
Wasn't that the name of one of the characters on Salute Your Shorts?
ZZ.
I think.
The girl. It was a girl, wasn't it?
I think so.
All right, let's go to Troy from Rochester. What's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Sorry, we're just arguing about stuff. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning to you, by the way, too. What I was going to say, first I will start by saying putting John Cena in a title match will be a bad mistake right now because right now he's getting over with the crowd. He's always been the main guy, but you don't hear Cena sucks and all of that no more. So putting him in the title match, the WWE title picture, rather, would be a mistake. What do you guys think?
Did you just say you don't hear Cena sucks anymore? Did you watch Raw on Monday?
Yeah.
It was very loud for his entire song.
He promoted it. Okay, we'll give you that. Okay.
Yeah.
But listen, Troy, I know you like Cena. You don't have to hide the fact, okay?
I was kind of hating him a little bit, but you guys have to give the man his props. But right now, as the U.S. champion, I mean, the crowd is really digging him, and he's putting on some great matches. You don't really hear, you know, people saying he sucked. You know, you actually hear people cheering when he comes out and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying, right?
I have an idea. Go ahead, sir. No, it's okay. Believe me. Listen, I'm not a kid nor a woman, so I do not get John Cena, okay?
He has had great matches recently, though.
Is my favorite tag team right now in the doghouse, the Ascension?
Did you just say that's your favorite tag team?
I've never heard
anybody say that before.
Have they ever been out of the doghouse?
Right now, that's my favorite tag team.
Oh, that's why we really need Cesaro and Harper together.
Yeah. Well, what do we get? Because Randy Orton goes and RKOs both of them when they're like trying to take his time.
The Ascension. I would take any of the other tag teams over them right now. Primetime players, 10 times over.
I wish they go back to the way they debuted in WWE. Did they get them in trouble because they were calling out the old school team?
They didn't get over when they debuted. It was a disaster. That's the whole thing. Is they thought that they'd come out and do the Road Warriors and get over like in seconds, and they came out and did a terribly long match.
But the question that lies, whose fault is it? Because the Ascension worked well in NXT.
Yeah, it was not.
It's a different crowd. It's different writing, whatever. But you come up to the main roster doing kind of the same thing, but now you're doing these cheesy videos backstage and everything, like you're watching Superstars from 94.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's their fault necessarily, it's a disaster.
No, it's not their fault. They just, nobody wanted to give them a 30 second match to start their career. They had to go like 8 minutes and they didn't look in shape. I mean, they were in shape, obviously, but they just didn't look that great on TV, and they didn't come off. They should have come out and done a 30-second killer and then do the whatever their finisher was and kill them and then just, you know, stomp around and leave like the Road Warriors did, like they were trying to do. It just didn't work. You know, Troy, we got to run, brother. Thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you, guys.
All right, we'll talk to you next week. We got
There was a reunion of the cast of Salute Your Shorts last month, and I didn't know about this.
Yeah, this is kind of depressing.
What's his name? Butnick? Is it Butnick? The kid with the red hair?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bobby Butnick.
Bobby Butnick.
ZZ Ziff. Donkey Lips.
Ugly.
Oh, Donkey Lips.
2-2-2-2.
Sponge.
See how we get distracted here?
Two best nicknames.
2-2-2-1280.
Was it like 80% of our listeners right now have no idea what we're talking about?
The Capture Your Flag episode is one of the best episodes of television ever produced.
I got to find like a DVD set of that.
Okay, we're going to go to break on that note because the lines are full. We got a lot of people calling. And we need to get to them. So stay on hold through the break. We'll get to you as soon as we get out. You'll see the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
When the ancient Greeks and Romans built their empire, they built it to last forever, and they moved mountains to do it. We're MCM Natural Stone, here to build your empire with granite, marble, soapstone, and other solid surfaces, countertops, vanities, patios, and more. And much like the Greeks and Romans, when it's built with MCM Natural Stone, it's built to last forever. Visit our showroom at 860 Linden Avenue, online at mcmstone.com. Enjoy forever MCM Natural Stone.
What's up, y'all?
This is the Dan Patrick Show.
And you're listening to the best.
Okay. Here's Anthony Davis, who's 22 years of age. He signs a 5-year extension.
for $145 million. So he's going to get this deal. Then he'll be 27 when this deal's up. You know, after 4 years, then they rip it up and they give him another one. Going to have another max deal. He might even squeeze in another one after that.
Dan Patrick.
Don't be a hater.
Dan Patrick. Weekday mornings, 9 till noon on Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
Hi, this is Trish Stratus from the WWE, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic. Keep listening, because Stratisfaction's guaranteed.
Welcome back to The Pain Clinic. I'm the Cashman Richards here with the artiste, Danger Boy, Mark Fantasia. And I want to say, if you want to see professional wrestling in Rochester tonight, today, UPW is presenting Red, White, and Bruised. That's right. It's at the Eagles Club, 1200 Buffalo Road. Doors open at 5 p.m. Bell is at 6 p.m. Real quick rundown of a few matches. You got UPW heavyweight champion Maximo Suave taking on Cheech. UPW No Limits champion Matic is taking on Millman. And you can see Cloudy versus Captain Nick Ando, a former guest in the studio with us. The Rochester Wrecking Crew.
He is once again the 2CW heavyweight champion.
Yeah, I saw that. Rochester Wrecking Crew and Colin Delaney versus Interstate Madman and Jock Sampson.
Jock Sampson.
And we got Chris
Hare is an entertaining man.
All right, so check that out tonight. 5 o'clock is the doors open. The Eagles Club, 1200 Buffalo Road. UPW's Red, White, and Bruised. And what we got to get back to the phones because we are running out of time, as they say. Dave and Henrietta. Dave, don't fail us now. How's it going, brother?
Hey, good morning, guys. Who's on vacation in the WWE that everything is stalling? I mean, we're having the same Divas match every week. We have people that have no clue what we're going to have, not setting anything up for SummerSlam or any pay-per-views. Dean Ambrose, Luke Harper, you know, Randy Orton, maybe he's feuding with Sheamus, but, you know, if you think that Sheamus is going to take the, you know, cash in money in the bank, you know, at the next one. It just seems like everybody's off doing something else, and like all the creative team has just like left everybody in limbo.
Well, you know, this is an in between pay per view, by the way. We're not the next major one, SummerSlam. So,
they did just lose one of their longtime writers too. Yeah. So, I mean, that might be they're trying to pick up the pieces. But I agree. I mean, they're all over the place with stuff. They can't figure out what to do.
See, I think it doesn't matter anymore because you used to have you wanted to sell the pay-per-view to get more buy rates. They don't have that as much anymore. All they're worried about is just getting people on the network. I feel like they don't put as much effort into things anymore. Like you're saying, like how there's no build towards SummerSlam. What does it matter? It doesn't matter. It's people are paying the $10 for it.
And following up on the Sheamus comment, I can't see Sheamus winning the belt anytime remotely soon. I wonder if he carries the briefcase for a while because it's not time to give the belt to him.
I think that they're trying to put him back in the position he was when he got hurt and was knocked out, and that was in a main event, more of a main event position than he is for sure now. So,
but if you just think, I mean, like the Seth Rollins winning the belt and then Brock Lesnar comes back in the picture. How out of all the main contenders they have, how does Sheamus walk away with a belt at some point?
He's playing
Rocksteady in the Ninja Turtles movie.
Yeah, we just don't see him. We don't see what people see in him. So.
I think I'd rather see Roman Reigns take the title before I see Sheamus take the title.
Oh my God, that's a really good question.
Yeah,
I don't like any of these possibilities, but I might agree with you.
Thanks for calling, Dave. Man, we appreciate it.
First.
Got Steve in Bristol, real quick. Steve, what's up?
Hey, I know you guys are rushed, so let's see. EC3, is he a face or a heel?
He's a heel. He's the biggest heel in the company.
And is he feuding with Dixie Carter?
He will be, I think. I mean, she came out and kind of said that, you know, he has to change his ways, and then the show ended.
But ultimately, they're family.
Who's the tag team champions in TNA?
It's
the Wolves.
It's the Wolves. And they actually wrestled. No, they didn't wrestle last week. They haven't seen him since they won the title. So
I'm just going to follow up on an earlier conversation quick.
Last thing, guys, in Geneva, this weekend there's something called a Muscle Man Contest. I don't have any idea what it is, but... There's 1,700 people, and I got to go tonight to judge the parade. So
I just stand there and flex for hours.
Thank you for calling, Steve. We appreciate that.
Job as usual.
Okay, you take it easy, buddy. Real quick, we got one last call. We got to Rob from Rochester. What's up, Rob?
Hey, guys. Paige and Sasha Banks, Charlotte. I heard that Sasha and Charlotte are coming up Monday night. Any ideas?
Yeah, they're going to probably be with Paige. Wait a second. They're going to show up. They're going to be with Paige when she needs two other girls with her. I'm guessing that's what I hear. That
I'd rather see like Sasha drop the belt to a Becky Lynch or a Bayley first before they call her up, and then let her stay up. But Charlotte should have been up a year ago.
Yeah, I just want to let people know, 2 weeks from today, we'll have Daniel Bryan on the show, so write that down. And I want to thank everybody for listening. We got to get UFC tonight. Salvatore's at the garage door. Come down, 189. We'll be down there at 10 o'clock. Two huge championship fights. $5 cover. It's 149 East Ridge Road. Come join us, and we'll have a good time tonight, man. Don't forget and check out UPW Red, White, and Bruise. Starts at 5, 1200 Buffalo Road. We'll see you next week, folks.